The Tampa City Council today authorized spending an extra $800,000 for fuel for the Tampa Police Department. With record-high gas prices, the request appears to be the part of doing business. But the council did not discuss the idea of having officers who live as far away as Manatee County pay for their own gas once they leave Hillsborough County and park their police cars at home. As was reported earlier this week by the St. Petersburg Times, Tampa's policy on this issue is much more liberal than many other municipalities. For example, St. Petersburg police officers cannot leave their cars past the Pinellas County line, as is the case with Pasco County deputies. Hillsborough and Pinellas sheriff's deputies can drive as far as they want home, but must pay for their gas once they leave those counties. But Tampa refuses to do anything about that, and no city council member even dared to bring up the issue today. 2 decades ago, when the city was in a similarly fiscally challenging time, former Mayor Sandy Friedman ended the practice of allowing Tampa officers to drive their squad cars home, saving $2 million in the process. But it was politically damaging to the former mayor. Nevertheless, she says in these tough times, the mayor and city council are being irresponsible and not looking at their current policy.
Well, I think it's a fair topic now to revisit. It was obviously very expensive, and we had a deficit when I took the cars away, and it wasn't something I did lightly or wanted to do. And I knew that there would be repercussions, but when you have a huge deficit, as I did in those days, and as the city council and the mayor have now, you have to look at everything. And if you immediately take something off the table, then I don't think it's necessarily fair to the rest of the city employees or the rest of the community. It's not something that you want to do if you're only concerned about politics. The police, people support the police as they well should, and the police have a very strong lobby. They rally the community when something's not going their way, and they have a union, and they contribute not only money, but time and volunteers at election time, so people want to have their support, but it is something that is very, very, very expensive and only going to get more expensive over time.
Mayor Friedman stresses, however, that when she made that decision, she said it would help raise policemen's salaries, which it did, and provide the department more manpower. She said she was ultimately able to hire around 100 more police officers for the department. Tampa's current mayor, Pam Iorio, said that was a particularly low time for the police. Former Mayor Friedman does not disagree with that assessment, but she says the police union is a powerful force in Tampa politics.
I mean, the public pays the tab, and they should support law enforcement. There's no question about it, and we need them when things are tough, and we need them all the time. But they're paying the tab, and quite frankly, I mean, with so many police officers living outside the city limits and even outside the county limits, even though it might be nice to give those officers the cars, they're not benefiting the taxpayers of the city of Tampa who foot the bill. And not only is it the gas that's being paid for, the insurance is being paid for, and insurance has gone up dramatically. I mean, every time somebody's driving a car, that car is insured, no matter where it's going. And to say that you're never going to look at that again, and to also say that you wouldn't even think of having the officers pay a certain amount per month out of their paycheck toward the gas and the insurance and the upkeep on the cars, I think that's irresponsible. I think the mayor really needs to step back and say, wait a minute, I need to do the best I can about this deficit that I've got, and this is a growing problem, and all employees are being asked to do more. Some employees are being laid off. None of the top-ranking employees, I might add, the high-salaried employees, not a one of them has been laid off or even talked about. But if you're really going to look at everything and give the taxpayers the best bang for their buck, then you ought to look at that too, at least requiring the officers to pay something in for having the benefit of the cars. And now's the time because the contract is being negotiated. Can't do it except every 3 years when the contract comes up. And this is the time the contract comes up.
Ann Friedman says with gasoline prices at an all-time high, cities and counties across the country are revisiting their policies when it comes to compensating employees for their fuel costs.
And this is one that they're looking at, and it takes some courage if you're going to really be fair, but sometimes political courage isn't out there, but I was pleased that at least that Councilman Miranda said maybe it ought to be looked at, that nothing should be taken off the table and, you know, completely. But he's the only one, and I think they're all afraid of the union. I know the mayor must be afraid because she has some political aspirations, I know, down the road. So we'll wait and see what happens. I suspect nothing will happen, frankly, because it is so politically volatile, but public has a right to have everything explored.